USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are in El Paso, Texas, after a deadly mass murder there. The president spent part of his day in Dayton, Ohio, as they also had a mass murder there over the weekend. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says enough is enough and something needs to be done.
Our goal is to do everything we can to make sure a crime like this doesn't happen again. Understanding this, and that is, we, the people of Texas, have been victimized by several mass shootings. It must be stopped.
A two-week-long manhunt for two Canadian teens accused of murdering three people is over. The bodies of the suspects were found in dense brush near the shoreline of the Nelson River in Manitoba. It's less than a mile from where police found several items linked to the suspects. The Dow lost 22 points to close at 26.07. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A lawsuit filed by Sarah Palin against a newspaper has been revived by a federal court ruling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A federal court has reinstated Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, overturning a district court's ruling which dismissed the suit in 2017. The former Republican VP candidate sued the paper in 2017 over an editorial which linked one of her Political Action Committee ads to a 2011 mass shooting that severely wounded then Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. In a unanimous ruling, a three-judge appeals panel said that U.S. District Court judge had violated procedural rules in dismissing Palin's suit after an initial hearing that featured testimony from the Times editorial page editor. The appellate panel says that the judge relied on facts outside of legal filings in the case to dismiss Palin's lawsuit.
And Tom Brady's Massachusetts mansion is up for sale for around $40 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is calling for the rhetoric to be toned down after the two mass murders over the weekend. Today, President Trump was asked if he agrees with Cruz.
Well, I do agree, but I think we have toned it down. We've been getting hit left and right from everybody. Many of the people I don't know, a couple of people from Texas, political people from Texas that aren't doing very well. I guess somebody said the mayor, I had one very nice conversation with the mayor of Dayton, could not have been nicer. And then she goes and says, I tried to call her, well, I spoke to her, and I didn't receive any calls. So they're trying to make political points.
And regarding if Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill can work together, the president says,
you have two sides that are very different on this issue. And let's say all good people, but two sides that are very different. If we get close, I will bring them back. But it has to be, you know, we have to see where we are with leadership.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association is making progress with its No Room for Trafficking campaign in hotels across the country. Chip Rogers is the association's president, and he says the idea is to train hotel employees to spot possible trafficking and report it.
If you see one person having dominance over another, people who are unable to make eye contact, people who may have noticeable medical issues, bruises or scars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.